what's going on? It's Average Joe Pitt. Thanks for swinging by thebullrockford.com and clicking on That One Guy's podcast. I owe a very public apology to this week's guest, Jake Logley, from our sister station, Sports Fan Radio 1330. This podcast was recorded beginning of May, and it took me this long to get it done. And we're going to talk to him in just a second, but I wanted to say a very public sorry that it took so long to get it up. He's a great human being. He's funny, and he knows a lot more about sports than he lets on. He really does. You can hear Jake Logley every weekday on the Full Court Press on Sports Fan Radio 1330 right here in Rockford in the State Line area. He's a decent human being, and he doesn't like to talk about sports when he's doing other people's podcasts. It's Jake Logley on That One Guy's podcast. For a wedding? No, that's not. Grab that microphone. We're already recording.
This one right here?
Yeah, no, the other one. The other one.
Sorry. I messed up.
I don't know if Lori briefed you.
So we do that podcast thing where we just start recording?
I just start recording.
Yeah.
There's an intro that played before this started, so people heard me talk a little bit about you.
Yeah. Did we also catch the part where I was talking drunk but everyone else on the Bull staff?
No.
Do you know Steve Stummers is also bald? Hairpiece. Total hairpiece.
Right.
Gordon fake beard.
Gordon's a fake beard. What do you say about me when I'm not around?
The greatest collection of Old Dominion hats I've ever seen in my life.
I do have two.
They're two great ones. As far as those two go.
Jake Logley's in the studio with me. Oh, Steve Summers. Stay outside. What's going on, Steve?
Recording.
We are recording something, but I mean we're just chatting.
What's up, bro?
Hi, Steve.
Nice to see you. I didn't know you went country.
Neither did I.
You play guitar?
I do, actually.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Huh.
I do, very much so.
Well, there's the first thing you didn't know about Jake Logley.
That's what keeps me sane. That's very much. I keep it very much low down because no one wants to hear about the guy that plays the guitar. It's the most basic instrument. I say everyone can play the guitar, and very few people have ever been able to play it well.
That's true. I was about to say you said it's the most basic thing ever. It's like, you know, they're white girls. It's Starbucks for white guys. It's guitar.
If you're playing the guitar in the same four chords, you're moving the capo up and down the neck. Like Hunter Hayes was just here. That's a great example of he doesn't play guitar. He plays guitar really well.
Yeah, he is so good.
As opposed to a lot of other guys. You know what my telltale sign is, and you'll see it. I love country music.
But this isn't necessarily a country podcast.
You see this in country music, maybe more so than other genres of music. The kind of guitar where the sound hole is like up above the strings.
Yeah, up high.
That is a telltale sign to me that you're a four chord guitar player. I don't know what that guitar is. I've never even seen it. I'm just like, every time I see someone playing, I'm just like, you're just handsome and can sing, and they just give you an acoustic guitar and teach you a G, a C, a D over F sharp and an E minor.
The important thing.
Yeah.
Can you play Wonderwall?
Bruh, that is a good running inside joke. If anyone sees the song Wonderwall being played by a live artist or band, they will send me the Snapchat video and just be like, "Hey, Jake, another person playing Wonderwall."
Anyway, because Wonderwall.
I delivered a great. What they said was a good line when I'm like, not even Oasis likes Wonderwall. Like, they got into like a million fights over it.
They're at this point, Oasis is like, we're over it. So Jake Logley is hanging out with me today. I should probably have introduced you again. You know, I introduced you in the beginning.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Yeah. You do the Marc Maron thing where you talk about the guest before the interview
Correct.
Starts. Yeah.
The standard podcast rote kind of stuff.
So I guess by title, I'm the sportsman. I'm the resident sportsman.
You are the resident sportsman. You and I are one window apart.
Yeah, we do. We share this this partition here in the afternoons, and right as you're leaving, we're kind of starting our deal, and you come in and say, "I haven't heard a lick of the show, and it sounds great."
Yeah, it's 30 seconds in, and I'm like, "Show sounds great, guys."
And it's very reassuring, by the way. It's very reassuring because that's how I would gauge it. Like, if someone isn't listening, that would make me feel better about the chance that it could sound good to them.
Gotcha. And also, I do love to torture you with my meals.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you, Joe Pitt has everything figured out about life, because there's some people in our building that like are really healthy and they have their little Tupperware full of salad, and there are other people who go out and get greasy fast food every day. And Joe Pitt gets the best of both worlds because he gets to bring food from home that's cheap, cost effective, and just leftovers. But he also gets to eat like a king because it's things like pot roast and mashed potatoes and casseroles and things and just delicious smelling things that he puts in the microwave. And I'm like, ugh, you're killing life. And it makes me angry.
Today is crack chicken, by the way.
What? What does that mean?
Crack chicken?
No. Well, you can't just say crack chicken and expect me not to have questions.
You know, if I repeat it multiple times, you'll get it, right? I don't change the words. I just say them over and over again until you get it.
Is that a line from Modern Family where you always just learn about things and you act like people are dumb for not knowing? I was doing troga. What's that? Treadmill yoga. You've never heard of troga?
Troga. It's called troga. Come on. Yeah. No, it's crack chicken. So it's just chicken.
Yeah.
With if you don't know, I'll share this with everyone. I am an Instant Pot fanatic.
Yeah.
That's how all this food comes about. That and a sous vide cooker, which...
Really? I'll tell you. You're a sous vide fella.
Yeah, I'm a sous videer.
Yeah, that's kind of gourmand there, Joe.
It is. My wife got it for me. So,
wow.
You know, we just throw like, you know, sous vide's really easy. I'll explain that first. You just take a hunk of meat.
Uh-huh.
You season it like overnight. You throw it in a bag and you throw it in a pot with this sous vide thing and just cook it in the water.
Right.
And it's done in like 18 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so crack chicken, though, is in the Instant Pot. And it's just chicken broth, and ranch, paprika, and garlic powder.
So you move closer to Rockford. Can I come over for dinner?
Absolutely.
I'm coming over.
We are throwing a housewarming party.
Whoa!
We are going to throw a housewarming party.
Did I just luck into this by bringing it up? Otherwise,
no,
I would.
I was going to invite you. Everyone at the station is going to be invited.
Yeah, sure.
Anyone who can find me via this podcast, like if you're listening, and I somehow managed to leak the date elsewhere, you're more than welcome to come. The one important thing I have to get for the party before we throw it though is a banner that says that we will hang up over our brand new fireplace.
Uh huh.
That says, party's over at 9.
Party's over. Joe, thank you so much. Because I was just about to ask you, are you a party person? This is what I want to talk about. I talk about sports all day. What I really want to talk about is like the principles of hosting an event and how much anxiety it gives me.
Yes.
And so I never do it.
Yes.
So like, what's your cap on like people you want in your... Because like when you said everyone at the station, my stomach curled. Like I was like, I max out at like 4 or 5 people.
You're like, listen, small group of friends. Why don't you do parties across multiple weeks?
I can't be responsible for more than 4 people's good time. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I don't have, I like some people can like host and like let go and just be like, man, they're going to have whatever time they want to have. And then they just kind of relax. I am obsessive over making sure no one leaves my home thinking, well, that was kind of boring.
That is my wife.
Yeah.
And it causes her such anxiety to throw a party. So she's like, what do we have to provide beer? I don't want to provide, like, because my wife, we're not big drinkers, but I'm the drinker.
Right.
And she's like, well, I don't want to buy like, you know, 36 beers and then have people drunk all over the house.
Right.
I'm like, sweetheart, that phase in life for most adults has passed.
Yeah.
The let's get wasted, pass out on the floor phase is gone.
Right.
Most people will drink until they feel a healthy kind of buzz.
Yeah.
And then calm down and get out of there.
At my best, yes. But if I'm going over to a coworker's house for their housewarming party, it's time and place, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, no one's showing up with the keg going like, all right, let's get sloppy at a housewarming party.
I'm not going to my coworker's house with other coworkers and be like, we're getting wasted, right?
Right, that's the plan.
Why else are we here?
This isn't a Christmas party.
What are you guys, pansies?
But I'm like, whatever, show up. Have some fun. The sign, though, I will say, we've rubbed... you'll find this, Jake, eventually when you meet the right woman.
And God have mercy on her soul.
God have mercy on her soul, first of all. But you will find that you start to take on certain aspects of one another as you start to even each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And I have picked up on the... So, I used to be one of those, like, party all night, I don't care, pass out on the couch.
Right.
You know, we're playing video games until everyone falls asleep.
Yeah.
But now I'm much more of a... So... It's 8:45. Let's wrap this thing up.
I love it.
And why don't you all leave so I can clean up?
I'm all about it. Or what's the way around it? How can you like send them to the next spot? Like,
hey, I'll meet you at the bar down the street, and then never show up.
The bartender at 2 blocks down the road has like a $40 tab built up. Go burn that out, huh? You weirdos. I'm all about it. Kick them out.
Yeah,
get out of here.
You're done.
Go to the next place. You have phones. Talk to each other. But the place here, done.
Like it's 2019. How annoyed are you when someone calls you?
Here's the thing. This is where I'm the worst millennial of all time.
Yeah.
I love calling people.
Really?
I love calling. Don't text me because too many things get lost in translation via text. Not necessarily in work.
Yeah.
But sometimes in work too. In email, sometimes tone gets misread. I want to talk to you. I want to hear you say something to me because that helps me process how you mean it. Because a lot of passive aggression gets put over, a lot of people feel comfortable typing something they wouldn't even say. See, because they can get away with saying, "Oh, I didn't mean it like that." No, say it. That way, yeah. I know how you mean it.
You know what? That's got to be the talk radio guy in you. You prefer to have the conversation. Me, I'm like, just unless you're dying, text me.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
Unless this is my last words, or I'm really bad at this. I've got like an hour long drive, and I'll call my dad and talk to him.
Well, there's also the projection because I'm sure there's something I can't access the memory right now, but I'm sure also I've texted something because I'm a verbose human. I like to talk my way into and then out of problems. I like to talk my way directly into a corner just so I can work my way out of it. I'm sure I've gotten myself into trouble via email and or text. So now I want to call people to make sure I stay out of trouble, but also I put that on other people to say, "No, I want to know what you mean." But really, yeah, it's about me. But no, I'm the guy that will just call you every once in a while, check in on you. Oh. I just want to talk to you.
Well, aren't you just a sweet human being?
Well, I'm not saying I do it enough, but yeah. How good is it if someone calls you and they don't want anything from you? You ever had that? You ever have a friend that will just call you just to say, "Hey"?
I am that friend. I've got my best friend in the world, Jake, never calls me. That dude has called me since January 1, 2019, he's called me a grand total of 3 times.
Yeah.
I've probably called him every day this week so far.
Yeah. Like, no, it's really rare for in my world if someone calls me and they have no agenda. And that's why, like, texting is great for really quick yes and no's, but calling's great if I just want to check in on you.
See, I did text Jake. Like, I called him and we talked about stuff, and then later I'd forgotten why I called him in the first place. See, that's my problem.
Yeah.
I will get into a conversation with someone and forget why I called someone, because as evidenced by this podcast, like, I meant to introduce you and talk more about what you do.
I don't care about that.
10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
We are now 11 minutes in, and I have not gotten to that at all. But I called Jake, and the whole point was, I need your HBO Now password so I can watch Game of Thrones.
Right.
And it ended up being, let's talk about past seasons of Game of Thrones. And then I never talked about it. Like, I never got the... And then I texted him like, "Hey, I need that password, by the way."
Now, you're not an iPhone man. Are you a FaceTimer? Are you a Skyper? Are you a... I mean, you don't have iPhone, so...
No, because Apple's the worst.
It is, but I love iMessage so much.
See, Messenger's getting good. Facebook Messenger is getting there.
Oh, that's right. You are a... We've only interacted via DM.
Yeah, I don't really... we're not Facebook friends. Maybe we'll...
I don't have a Facebook.
You don't have a
Facebook? No, that's another long story we can get into.
Well, man, I don't know. See, Lori Williams set the bar at 35 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's the max, is a 35-minute podcast.
Uh-huh. I love it.
So we'll try to get into it.
We'll have a notepad.
Or worst case scenario,
you
just come back.
Right.
Which would be great. A repeat guest.
I'm stealing everyone's notepads here and sticky notes.
Yeah, dude, are you making a note to talk about that?
Yeah, if we have time, if there reaches a lull.
So, you know what, I will circle back now, and now I will introduce you properly as...
Oh, well, thank you.
The host of the Jake Logley Show on Sports Fan.
Oh, formerly known as the Jake Logley Show.
Oh, now. Now, you're right. Now it's the Full Court Press.
Right.
My bad. I apologize to Jackson.
With the addition of Jackson, who is absolutely phenomenal, it just made a ton of sense to not make me anxious every day by saying it's the Jake Logley Show, because I was not ready for that level of anxiety in my life. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's a thing that should be coming later. You should feel like there's more deserved to it.
You want to work up to like a Doug Gottlieb kind of thing?
Yeah, I feel like there should be more of a status thing involved before you can start to declare that.
Okay.
And I think the show's better when it's, you know, two people driving creative as much as we have right now. I think if it's one person really kind of deciding totalitarian what we're going to talk about that day, that's lame to me. That's not nearly as fun as we're having right now. So I really like what we have going.
Gotcha. So I guess then the question is, how did you get your start in sports radio?
Really, really good luck. I was working on a golf course for a long time. And obviously then in golf in the Midwest, you stop somewhere around November, you pick up around March. And I was looking for something to do in the winter. They had just started the station the August before. They hadn't had local programming. They were running Wisconsin games and some high school football. And I just sent an email to who I found out was the program director, who was working with the X at the time. And I just said, "Any work you have, I'm just looking for anything you got." I did a little bit of broadcasting in high school, just broadcasting basketball and football games, mostly when I was a junior. Senior, I was partying a little too hard, but that's a different story.
That's a whole other thing.
I was too demanding of being down with the students, but I wish I had done more games now. But yeah, then I show up and just start flipping switches across the way there in the Sports Fan studio, just doing very boring board ops on weekends and nights. And then eventually they're like, "Hey, you did high school basketball. In high school, we don't have enough broadcasters. Can you go do it?" And I was like, absolutely. They must have liked it, because then I was doing more of those. then all of a sudden I was producing a show for Dean Irvin, then I was co-hosting a show with Dean Irvin, then I was hosting a show by myself, and then it just all snowballs from there. I mean, it's just right after another, just getting really, really good breaks for by virtue of being part of a really, really new station in the format I wanted to be in above all else. I mean, that's just insane luck.
So it's all coming up Jake at that point.
Yeah, I mean, you work hard, and you put your nose to the grindstone to make sure that people know that you want to be here, and you are committed to the long haul, and you also come in just prepared to eat dog crap for a while, and in terms of what hours you have, in terms of, you know, what you're making. I mean, that's just the reality of it, right? If you want to go into a business like that's entertainment based, you have to be prepared for the reality that it's gonna be tough for a little while,
and there's going to be a lot of people clamoring for a little bit of space.
And I'm very lucky that I had the opportunity to be at home and to be able to not have to worry about making ends meet so much. I could just work and work and work until eventually I got the chance to work in a more sustainable way. But not everyone has that luxury. So I'm also aware of that, too, that I'm not everyone can just say, hey, I'll accept a low paying job for weird hours and do that because they have families. They have, other things they have to worry about that I didn't. But, you know, because I had that opportunity, I was very willing just to kind of take the bullet to gain in the long run.
That is awesome. And it's been working out well, because actually Sports Fan does continue to grow here in the Rockford area. Actually, you guys just wrapped up a huge, community event.
Yeah. We were down at Don Carter Lanes on this past Saturday as we're recording this. I don't know when it will get released, but on the same day as the Kentucky Derby, we were set up in the Don Carter parking lot, and we just told people for a month, go through your attic, go through your garage, go through your basement. We gave them a master list of everything to look for. If you have these things, because your kids outgrew them, basketballs, baseballs, soccer cleats, all the sports equipment you could ever imagine, we had a master list of it. Just bring it down to Don Carter Lanes, and we're going to create a huge pile. That's all we're going to do. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be anything fancy.
Just a pile of stuff.
We're going to create a pile, and we've contacted Kenrock Community Center, the Boys and Girls Club of Rockford, and the Rockford Park District. We know what their needs are, and we'll divvy it up after the fact. But just come out, and if you have stuff you don't think you're going to use, let's make sure. And the intent was, and again, talking about my, you know, here's the buzzword, privilege, right?
Yeah.
If I wanted to play a sport, I had the resources to play that sport. Mom and dad would go buy me a glove and a bat. If I really wanted to, and they thought I was serious about it, they would go buy me basketball shoes after I outgrew them, because I was passionate about getting better. The reality is there's so many kids in this area that no matter how passionate they are, through things that are totally out of their control, they don't have the resources to play those sports. And I know the impact that sports can have. Everyone on our staff does. The leadership, the teamwork, the discipline, the drive, the motivation. All those things come if you're able to get in sports at a young age. So the idea that some kid would want to have all those great skills put in them, but they didn't have the resources to play, to not even start to play, that was heartbreaking. So if we could do something about that, then it was so worth it. And we were expecting a few sets of golf clubs and a couple basketballs, and we had this gigantic pile of stuff, and we're going to help a lot of kids play.
I mean, it was a giant pile of just like gloves and bats and
I'm really proud of that.
And stuff like that. And did I see shin guards in there too?
There was shin guards. We had a set of skis dropped off. We had a snowboard
just in case
dropped
you
off.
You want to head out to Breckenridge.
Some mom had lacrosse kids, and she dropped off lacrosse sticks.
So cool.
Like, this was nuts. It was everything. And I was like, we'll find a use for them. Of course we will. Because if some kid who wants to play lacrosse but doesn't know the first thing about it, hey,
here's your opportunity.
We got something for you. I mean, it was something that it was a no-brainer for us, and a real validation that, one, we're saying things that as long as we do our jobs and give people a worthy cause or a worthy thing to come out and do with us, they'll come out and do it. Now, that's always, as you know, with the Bowl, that's all you can hope for, is if you do your job right, people will respond.
That's awesome. And then you guys are also huge into, you know, you said you're all about giving back to these kids that don't necessarily have the access to the equipment. But beyond that, you guys are also really invested in their lives, not just on a one day kind of offshoot. You guys do a lot of high school sports coverage.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that. Now, I think what sets us apart is our investment into schools as opposed to, you know, other outlets that cover sports really heavily. I'm really, really proud of it. I'd stand by how we're in the trenches every single day. Mm-hmm. We're going to high schools. We're talking to student athletes. We're talking to coaches, and not just basketball and football, boys basketball and football. We're across the board in all three seasons in every sport. We're talking to coaches. We're talking to players. We're giving them the highlight that they don't always get in this area. We hear from coaches and administrators all the time that we're the ones they see most frequently, because we are really committed to being as invested in them as possible. And when we go out, and Randy Ruff, our sports director, goes out and does a student athlete of the week every week, you know, that's a kid who is playing a varsity sport, but we care much more about their grades and what they're doing in the community. And we've gotten to tell some very cool stories focusing on that other stuff. And again, they don't have the chance to be a student athlete of the week if they don't play by the time they're in fifth grade.
Yeah.
So we're trying to start. We're even saying we love having these kids in our high schools, but how do we make sure we put more kids on that path that, no, 9 years down the road, we're going and doing a student athlete of the week about them.
Yeah.
So we're kind of covering from both ends now. And so, I appreciate you saying that because we do work really hard to be as invested in these local schools as humanly possible.
And you do the student athlete of the week. You can check that out where?
Student Athlete of the Week gets posted on sportsfanrockford.com, but it would be the most immediately available to you, Sportsfan Radio 1330 on Facebook. That is where the first post gets made. That's where we'll kind of see it blow up most often, so check it out there for sure.
Awesome. Now, I do want to put you a little bit on the spot here.
Yeah, okay.
Because I moved into the area a little less than, when we're recording this, it will be a little less than a year. Actually,
right.
Next week will be my one-year anniversary.
And the best year of my life.
Oh,
yeah.
So when I moved to the town, to the area, I live in Beloit.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of one of those like, yeah, I'll root for Beloit High School there in my town. But I really had a connection with, you know, Kingston because I had friends who taught band at that school.
The Fighting Cogs.
I rooted for the Cogs for the entire year.
Yeah.
And now where I am moving, I will be right near Boylan High School.
Yeah.
Boylan Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm going to have to root for Boylan.
Sure.
You know, I mean, if I can see the school from my backyard.
What you should know is that Boylan Catholic is my alma mater.
Oh.
I was a 2013 graduate from Boylan High School. And they are pretty universally mired for, just being the private school in a public school conference. And they win a lot. And they have state championships in football when I was there.
Making a good pick.
Well, you're making a successful pick. But also, if
you're like rooting for the Patriots.
It's kind of just like picking up the Patriots right after the championships.
Awesome.
You're picking them up mid-dynasty. Although now, you know, a big problem with private schools everywhere is enrollment's down, which kind of hurts your chances of being really good at sports if you don't have a big of a pool to choose from. But that's a long story.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah. Point being, you are kind of inheriting a school that a lot of people would say, ugh, Boylan. You know what I mean? Like, that's
got Patriots. Yeah,
that's the general kind of feel you're going to get. But hey, as a Titan, I would love to welcome you in with open arms.
The Titans.
Yeah, the Boylan Titans.
I just wanted to make sure. What was Conanega?
The Indians.
See, I knew it was the Indians. We were driving by it because my wife and I are moving stuff back and forth between places right now. And she's like, what's the mascot for Conanega? Because we went to
Conanega's a Native American like historical figure.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
I was like, it's got to be like the Indians or something. Well, anyway, I mean, we both went to high school in Elgin, so we're Royals.
Yeah,
officially, that's
right.
Our official. So we get really into high school mascots.
Can I weird digression? When you say Royals, do you care at all when people talk about the royal family? I fall asleep so fast. I could not care less about what a bunch of just random people born. That's all they ever did was
you're
just
gonna put me on the spot
just
here
be born
for something entirely embarrassing. I'm kind of into the royal.
You're
family.
Into it? Dare you?
I can't. It's, you know what? I to quote Jim Gaffigan, like American celebrity gossip is like McDonald's.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Kardashians or whatever. That's like McDonald's.
Right.
You know, when you follow the royal family, it's like Burger King. So, I mean, it's yeah.
I was like, they were like, oh, but that's like the kind of like the royal most like important family in the country. And that's kind of cool. It's like, we have that too. They're called the Kardashians. And like, we make
fun
of them.
How sad is it that the Kardashians
they
are
royal
family.
They are absolutely our royal family. They hold no power. All they are is just really rich. They were born just into the right family. That's all they ever did. It's the same thing.
You know what? I'll say this. Who's the mom? Is that Kendall?
Chris.
Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Wait, is it?
I think so. Chris is the mom. Like Chris the mom, like Kim's mom.
Yes.
Yeah. How do I know this? Why would you out me into knowing
awesome.
This information?
I'm glad I could do that for you. But Kris Jenner, I mean, it's just a testament to the momager and just she was the Karen of Karens.
The Karen of all Karens.
If I say the name Karen, you can picture the haircut in your head.
Karen.
Yeah. She wants to see your manager.
Diane.
Yeah, she wants to.
There's some poor lady named Diane listening to this podcast. Like, why are they making fun of my name? Diane, we love you.
There's not a Diane listening to this podcast.
If you are, tune out.
I'm lucky if my dad Charlie is listening.
Come on.
I'm into the royal family, and I blame The Crown on Netflix with Claire Foy.
Okay.
That's because that show got me hooked on political intrigue, which ties neatly into, or at least political British intrigue, which ties neatly into, so you watched Game of Thrones last week.
I did, very much so.
Did you see the cup?
I didn't know.
Did you see it when it first aired, or did you see it? You
no.
saw it afterwards?
I'm not looking for faults in shows.
Okay.
Like, that's a lot of people are looking at a show. I feel like they watch it through the lens of I'm trying to find things wrong with it.
Yeah.
That's not me. I'm very much trying to enjoy things. And I think I've had to train my brain to be that way because by nature, I'm a little bit pessimistic. So I've tried to kind of train my brain to be like, no, just enjoy things. And so I did not catch it on first go. And I don't really love how people are like, oh, I can't believe Game of Thrones is so dumb. Like they forgot about a Starbucks cup. I was like, it's like 1 second of a 90-minute episode.
Yeah, like, and not only that, but we have seven previous seasons of stellar work, and you're going to get up in arms over one Starbucks cup? Like, let's talk about inconsistencies in, like, I don't know, The Office, Seinfeld,
or just the the storytelling of that episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Where they're like, hey, these horrible traumas happened to me, but it's okay. They made me who I am. It's like, no, don't justify huge traumas, Game of Thrones.
But you left a coffee cup in the scene.
That was my bigger takeaway than the cup, is when they were like weirdly justifying doing horrifying things earlier in the show. And they're like, nope, it makes you who you are. And I'm like, nope, no one has to go through that.
You chose to put those people through that.
Yeah.
You suck.
You George elected R. R. to do that. Oh, yeah. George R.R. Martin has some problems. There's one thing I can say for certain.
You know, I don't remember if it was you or who was I talking to? But I had mentioned to someone, who's really into the show, Game of Thrones. I'm like, well, if you read the books, it gets much more horrifying.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if you were there for this conversation, but it was like, I want you to picture everything Dany went through in season one of Game of Thrones and realize that the reason they shot it that way, and, you know, she was 18. The actress was at least 18 for those scenes.
Yeah.
In the book, she's 13.
Sure.
And it just makes it so much more worse.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, what's going on in George R.R. Martin's?
Not comfortable. Mind? Yeah, what is going on in your head, George? Who do you have unrequited feelings for that you shouldn't?
Who hurt you?
Or who didn't hurt you, and that's a problem. Who did the opposite of that?
We digressed pretty far from me wanting to talk about your co-host, Jackson.
Yeah.
For a second.
Well, have him on.
And I digressed again because I wanted to pin you to a team.
Right.
So it was Boylan.
Yeah, that's my team. That's my alma mater.
Let's go back even further. Sure. Jackson, you guys got hooked up about 6 or 8 months ago?
Yeah, we got Xander, who is the program director at 104.9 The X, became under leadership of my station too. Jackson was doing weekends over there, and he was like, hey, let's bring in Jackson full time. We'll give him kind of parts of a bunch of different stations. And I lucked into having him in the studio with me for 3 hours. And he's a great balancing to my eccentricities. He is a phenomenal kind of counterpoint to all my shortcomings as a radio host to this point. He masks a lot of flaws.
He's a solid producer for you.
He is a phenomenal co-host. Can do all the tech stuff that I don't know how to do because I didn't go to broadcasting school. And he did.
You're talent, and your job is just to look pretty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 That this is what comes with the territory. But yeah, he is he's like a phenomenal 3-and-D player in basketball, shoots the three very well, but also he just masks a bunch of terrible mistakes on defense. Like the guy who all he does is score but doesn't play a lick of defense, like that's why Jackson's on the team, to like cover up all the mistakes that guy makes.
He makes LeBron James look better.
Exactly. He's the guy who, when LeBron is taking 6 possessions off in a row on defense, he's the one kind of carding 2 guys at once.
Yes. And I just want to point out that that is my only reference to the man I hate the most in all of sports.
You hate LeBron.
I hate LeBron.
You hate him so much, I don't get it. We got into a screaming match when it was 30 below, and we were the only ones in the building, and the only other 2 people in there were like, what is happening? We're like, we're having fun.
We're like, no, you guys are really yelling at each other. Yeah.
This is how it works.
This is how, and like from there, that put it in my mind.
Yeah.
I got to have you on at some point. This is what I'm calling an establishing episode.
Right.
Where you and I establish a rapport that I can bring you back later and yell at you for things LeBron James does and have you try and defend him.
Anytime you have sporting points questions, you call old Jakey boy and he'll come rolling in here and answer all your questions.
So if someone wanted to follow you outside of Sports Fan 1330, where can they find you, like, on Twitter?
Twitter is my social media platform. Like I said, I hate Facebook. At J Logli. That's J-L-O-G-L-I. If you want to hear the ramblings of a radically going insane person. I am not on the gram because I don't take good photographs, but Twitter is the place you could find me. Absolutely.
On the gram, I wanted to throw my coffee.
Right. Well, that's why I don't have the gram, because I wouldn't be able to stop calling it
the gram.
The gram.
So you don't do Snapchat either?
No,
that's just for friends.
Yeah,
it's okay to admit it, because I say the same thing to people all the time, that listen, if you want to follow me, the best way is either on Instagram or on Twitter.
You can send me a snap request too at Jake_Logli, I think is what it is. But if you're going to have everything professional, everything should be uniform, I think, and mine isn't. So I have a hard time advertising a bunch of different handles. At JLogli would be the easiest, most quickest way to find me. And a closing question, Joe.
Yeah.
When's the last time you logged on Facebook and felt good?
I mean, personally felt good, or like, because I have to log on every day professionally.
Right, and same. Same. But this is kind of like, this is like acting like these mics aren't here. Like, when's the last time you logged onto your personal Facebook
and felt good about it?
And like saw what your family and your friends are posting and you just felt good?
It's been
a while, right?
A while.
And here, yeah. So that's why when
I... Is it wrong to say, like, I don't know, maybe February of 2016?
In 2014, I just graduated from high school. I was in community college, and all my friends were going off to big boy school, which is obviously what you wanted to do. And to some degree, you felt like... I knew it was the right decision for me, but I felt like I was missing out on something. And then you see pictures of everyone posting, acting like how great their lives are. Now, in hindsight, they graduate college, and then we talk, and like, oh, I was going through like a chronic depression my freshman year of college. Like, I didn't know what I was doing with my life. I was stressed out. My hair was falling out. Like, you hear like... But on Facebook, people, or on Instagram, or on Twitter, people portray these versions of their lives where they try to you feel like everything's going so perfectly. And then when you're having your own anxieties about life, and you go on Facebook and people are trying to convince
you. It's compounded.
And then they act like everything's going great. You're like, oh, my life sucks even more now. So I just ridded myself of that. And the only time I talk to people, interact with them, is if I can see them, I can talk to them. And that way I actually know what's going on.
That is an oddly mature platform to take.
I have a strict split in my brain, Joe. I am half 80-year-old man, half 12-year-old girl. That, and somewhere in there, they meet in the middle, and I'm here.
You're not alone in that. I have friends who have frequently uttered the phrase, "Joe, you are gay above the waist." I am like a 22-year-old white girl.
Yeah.
Like uh-huh. I am all about celebrity gossip.
Right. Uh-huh.
I watched The Crown.
Right.
I got super into Gilmore Girls, and I am like, it is a horrible...
Everyone says Gilmore Girls, excellently written show.
It is a phenomenally written show.
Yeah.
And like, but then like, you know, I love my wife. So I mean, like, gay above the waist was the perfect descriptor. There have been multiple studies, I think, done that say that social media doesn't help us. It actually hurts us.
Right. Well, you have to use it like a tool, right? And because I knew that specific one was a tool that I was not going to use effectively, I had to deactivate it. There's plenty of people that are healthily and stable enough that whether it's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, they can use those temperately. They're not going to stare at it all day. They're not going to feel bad about themselves. Use those platforms. But if there's one that you feel like you log on to and you feel like, I don't really feel good most times I log in, that's if you can't handle the political discourse that's on your Twitter, if you can't handle, if you have body issues and going on Instagram's hard for you, or you're in a place in your life like I was at one point where I didn't feel good about what people were posting on Facebook, get rid of it for a while. Get off it. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with taking a break.
There's an expectation of availability. When you talk about texting, I don't like the expectation of having to text back immediately. The expectation of availability 24 hours a day, 7 days a week is not something you have to buy into. Other people might project that onto you, but you don't have to agree to it.
No.
So and get off that whatever platform is making you pain.
That is... Man, I'm getting life advice from Jake Logan. This is what this podcast is all about.
Well, that's why I like podcasts. We can talk through some stuff, and I can figure out whether these things that go on in my brain are actually things that are relevant to people.
And not just relevant, but also maybe confirms for you, like, no, I did make the right decision.
Right.
Or like, you know, yeah, no, this does make sense when I say it out loud and
not
just lying in bed at night staring at the ceiling.
Admitting my fault, because I want to say Facebook's terrible, don't be on Facebook. No, there are plenty of people that can use Facebook just fine because they don't internalize things the way I do.
I'm going to make it a goal, though, to get you on Messenger, because I don't think you need a Facebook account to have Messenger.
Maybe not.
Because I love Messenger
because
it allows me to communicate with the people I choose to communicate with.
Correct.
And I can send them GIFs, which is really all it's about.
Or you could have iMessage on an iPhone. You can send GIFs all day.
I wonder if... Has iMessage made the switch to just being a generic app yet?
Oh, of course it will never be. Would Apple like to throw away billions of dollars?
But see, I feel like that's got to be a thing that they're like, it's going to come to a point where...
No, it could only happen if some Android app developer, if you have a jailbroken Android, can like develop a backdoor app.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
And
then you're just opening yourself up to a world of hurt.
See, that's why you just get Messenger. Works on all platforms.
Yeah, exactly right.
Or Twitter.
Or Twitter. We exchanged some Endgame talk after Endgame.
We were going to talk about Endgame at one point.
You put a cap at 35 minutes.
I did, and we're just about there.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to have you come back a second time. I hope that's okay with you.
I love it, Joe. Thank you.
So Jake Logley, again, you can listen to him every weekday on Sports Fan Radio 1330 from 2 until 5.
You got it.
And then you can follow him on Twitter.
At Jay Logley. Yep.
Or if you just want to check him out online, you can go to sportsfanrockford.com.
Joe Pitt, you're the man.
Oh, you're the man. Thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.